Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo. Wow. Firstly, if you hear some background noise, it's because council are here digging up my front yard right now. So if you hear some trucks and some bassy kind of sounds, it's them. Highly inconvenient as a voiceover artist. And secondly, you may notice, you may not notice, that this is episode 150 of Carlosophies. Yeah, so I wanted to celebrate today by sharing something really big that's happened. Oh, I think the truck's just stopped. Something really big that's happened for me over the last little while. I've been really exploring, diving into, well, you guys know, you've been listening to this show hopefully for a while now. You know that I have been about turning to face the strain when I'm feeling resistance about something, exploring what that resistance is about. And interestingly, what I realized was that I have a really hard time with good stuff. I have a really hard time experiencing pleasure, joy. I have a really hard time allowing people to see the light within me. I'm quite well versed in the darkness, exploring my shadows and all that kind of jazz. But what I've realized is that my resistance is actually around feeling good. And so exploring that, I thought about things that I really loved to do as a kid that I'm not doing now. Singing, dancing. Dancing, group dancing just makes me want to break out in fucking hives. I get so stressed out about it, but I also really love it. And I'm so stressed out about what I'm doing and how I'm feeling and I just can't let go. I can't fully let go. And I want to, and I want to learn how to trust myself enough so that I can fully 100% go in on something, anything. So I decided that I was going to not go to dancing lessons. I procrastinated on that for a couple of years. That's another story altogether. I decided instead to go for what I really feel very exposed doing. And that is singing. So, and I think I might have actually recorded an episode on this, but what I wanted to share with you today was two versions of the song that I sang at singing and talk you through the difference between the two, because I feel like, there's so many of us who are staying safe, playing a small game. And I know this is like total cliche, whatever it is, Marianne Williamson quote thingy. I don't even know that's who it is, but whatever. You know what I'm talking about. The whole what you're afraid of is not your failings, it's your brilliance. And that's definitely what I'm afraid of. So I thought I'd get really vulnerable and share with you this stuff. You know, I am afraid of joy. I am afraid of fully being seen for all that I am, not what I'm not, not my shortcomings, but my good stuff. So I got to singing lessons and I wouldn't say I was nervous, a little apprehensive, I guess, maybe a little resistance building, but I got there and basically she said, sing, let it be. So she said, just hit record. I'm going to accompany you on the piano and you just sing, let it be. So here it is.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
that's me singing. And I feel really awkward about this. But anyway, it's nice enough. You know, it's pleasant to listen to. It's not the like the world's most moving rendition of the song, but it's pleasant. You know, it's not heinous, and it's not hideous, but it's not the world's best, right? And so I listened to it and I was like, yeah, you know what? She asked me what I heard in it. I was like, well, I heard someone who's playing it safe. I heard someone who is playing it safe, playing a small game. And so the next hour or so was dedicated to me diving into that part of me. We did this stuff called voice dialogue, which I'm just totally blown away with. And I've had another session with her this morning on that about, you know, I obviously have a very strong protector living within me who's trying to protect me from all of these things in my life that, you know, from my own experience, of course. So, for example, things that have come up while I've been exploring why I keep myself small, why I don't allow people to see my brilliance. And, you know, I think I might have mentioned this in one of the last podcasts. I sang in front of a boyfriend, or I did in a live stream and shop speak up. I sang in front of a boyfriend and he was like, meh. And I sang in front of my best friend at primary school and she was like, meh. I just desperately wanted to be seen. I desperately wanted someone to validate that there was something in me, and it felt like nobody else could see that. And so I started to hide that part of me. And there were so many other reasons why my protector is like full in protection mode. They're stories for another day. But, you know, it's there to keep me safe because I am afraid of my brilliance. So we worked on this stuff for a few hours or a couple of hours we had together, and we went through my protector. We went through my performance issues, my issues with being able to access happiness and put on a show and all that kind of stuff. It feels really fake and forced to me, which is why I've had to do everything so real and raw and honest, because I can't be fake. I can't be. It just feels so unaligned for me. And that is also part of my protector. It's not that I want to be fake, but, you know, I would like to be able to pre-plan some things and not have to do things just on the fly all the time. I would like to be able to see a vision and move towards making that happen without having my protector come in and try and derail me all the time. And so we did a whole bunch of exercises about breathing and about accessing my emotions and bringing them to song. And so then after a box of tissues and a couple of pisses and, you know, some deep work, this was the second version.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me. Speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me. Speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Now, this second version is certainly not polished. It's not. It's not even in tune. That's not being like highly critical of myself, but it's not. You know, technically great, but there's a different feeling with it. So I'm just going to play both back to back for you.
In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
that's the safe version. That's where I was playing a safe game, just not allowing all of me to be seen, just the surface scrapings.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
And that's me digging away all of the needing to be pretty, needing to be seen in a certain way, needing it to get it right. That was me letting go. Letting go of being perfect, needing to be the best. That was me in, you know, purposely not singing a pretty game. Purposely bringing feeling into it. And I think you can tell the difference, right? And at the end, I can feel my relief. Like I can feel the relief of just not worrying about whether I'm getting it right or not. Just full expression. And that's me in my truth. And I don't know about you, but, and I don't know if it's because I was in it while I was creating it and I was emotionally invested, but I wonder if you can hear that difference, if you can feel the difference between the two. Now, the reason I wanted to do this ep was to highlight that it is safe for us to have full expression, right? So I know there are so many people out there who play in the light. And they're avoiding looking at their darkness and they're floating around in the light. And that's cool. I've been digging around in the dirt and the darkness for a long time, afraid of that light. And some people are afraid of the darkness. But I feel like what happens when we really access all parts of ourselves is this full expression. And the full expression is the thing that moves people. They can feel it. They can feel the emotion that's going into it. That's what moves them. And if you think about some of the greatest singers and musicians and some of the music that has moved you the most, or some of the singers who have moved you the most, they're generally not technically perfect. Some of them have, you know, voices that are like, not like chalk nails down a chalkboard, but you know what I mean? Like they're hoarse and they're gruffy and they're high and they're heady. You know, they're not technically perfect, but what is there in there that makes it so compelling? It's the part of the person. It's the feeling part of the person. And if we don't allow ourselves to feel, we can't create that kind of magic that transforms people, that we're probably never going to be the best in the world at something, the most technically correct. And this is something that's really held me back in my life. When I worked as a photographer, I pretty much stopped working as a photographer because I wasn't the best. Technically, I wasn't the most amazing. And it's been a story throughout my life. I didn't continue with radio because I just didn't feel like I could let go and be me. So many things in my life I've held myself back from for fear of not being the best. But you know what? We don't have to be the best. We have to be ourselves, all of ourselves, all the sucky parts, the brilliant parts and everything in between. We have to allow ourselves to feel and we have to honor ourselves. So that's pretty much my 150th episode. Oh my God, I cannot believe I got this far, because if I had allowed downloads to dictate the success of this show, there's no way I'd still be podcasting. I'll just tell you that right now for nothing. But I've surprised myself. I've never been consistent at anything. A blog, a Facebook page, Instagram, email marketing, which I think I'm dumping, by the way. All of those things I've never been great at being consistent. But here I am, showing up week in, week out, and I don't know how long for. This isn't a forever thing, possibly. Maybe it is. I don't know. But while I'm still here, I'm still here. So celebrating 150 eps, go me. And go you. Have a think about where you feel that resistance, right? When you're watching, like for me, I think about dancing, like sensual dancing kind of thing, and it just makes me want to gag. I think about group singing, and I just can't even, like, I just can't. Those are the things that I want to be facing this year. Those are the situations that I want to be exploring, because in those is where the most growth is going to happen for me. And right now I'm moving out. I'm moving out of the darkness for a while, and I am celebrating my light. And I'm going to honor that part of me, even if it feels uncomfortable right now. And I ask you to honor some part of you. If you are one of those people who is constantly dismissing your negative emotions, what would happen if you allowed them? What would happen if it was safe enough for you to feel those depths? And for me, what would happen if it was safe enough for me to feel those heights? And this is going to be the year that I give myself permission to do just that. And I hope you do too. That's it from me today. Until episode 151, peace out. Thanks for tuning into Carlosophies. If you really dug this ep, I'd love for you to share it with someone who you think might also dig it. It really helps me to spread the word. And if you'd like to get to know me a little better and see some in-between ep thoughts and insights and be around some super cool people, join my Facebook tribe, Show Up Speak Up. Search Show Up Speak Up in Facebook or head to carlinimmo.com/tribe. Until next time, be real, be rad. Peace out.